While Republicans convened in Tampa Wednesday, President Obama spoke to cheering students at the University of Virginia.
Don't just chant. You got to vote.
Polls show Obama with an advantage among young people, but it will only count if they actually get out and vote. At the University of Tampa this week, students like Patrick Creedon registered to vote for the first time.
I am going to be voting, and I am going to be voting for Obama.
Creedon says he likes the Democrats because of their positions on social issues like gay marriage and because of Republican plans to change programs like Medicare, which provides health care for seniors. But University of Tampa student body president Matt Rutkowitz says issues like Medicare are not a concern for most of his contemporaries.
Students aren't necessarily worried about when they're 50, 60, 70 years old, and I just think that Medicare and Medicaid is not an important topic to students right now.
Young people are also very tolerant and sometimes reluctant to confront those who hold different opinions. Imani Cruz says she avoids political arguments with fellow students.
They have their right to have their opinion, and no one's going to, like, I wouldn't want anybody to, like, put their opinion on me, and I wouldn't want to do that to anybody else.
But many politically active young people do express their opinions, and hundreds took to the streets in Tampa this week to condemn Republican policies. Most of the delegates inside the convention hall are mature adults, many having spent years working for their political party. But every now and then, you do see a young face. One of the youngest delegates to the convention is 18-year-old Hamilton Zacharias of South Dakota, who believes many people his age are disappointed by Obama.
I think young people will see that they're not getting jobs they want out of college, that what they were promised that they didn't get. And so I think a lot of the young voters might see what Romney has to offer.
Hamilton's father, Gary Zacharias, an immigrant from India, thinks his son may run for office someday.
The sky's the limit. This is America, of course.
And no doubt there will be other parents of other young political activists taking part next week in the Democratic convention after these Republicans have gone home. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Tampa, Florida. We need to knock down.